A sanctuary is a sacred place, a place set apart from the ordinary world. Even the word itself comes from the same origins as the word sanctus or sancta, which means holy. Now, in worldly terms, it has come to be thought of as a safe place. Think of all the different uses for the word sanctuary. We have wildlife sanctuaries where animals won't be hunted. More recently, we have sanctuary cities where immigrants have less fear of being deported. And of course, there's the sanctuary in the church. You know, the place that is raised up here, including the altar and the ambo, crucifix, the celebrant's chair. It's all considered the sanctuary, a place where the Word of God is proclaimed, a place where Jesus becomes really and truly present, a place where heaven and earth meet. It's no wonder then that heaven would be considered the ultimate sanctuary, the holiest place, the safest place. When Christ returned to his Father on this feast day, the Ascension, the letter to the Hebrews tells us that he entered into the true sanctuary. You know, even though this sanctuary is beautiful, it's only a copy of the true one. The best thing that could happen would be if coming to this sanctuary leaves us wanting to enter into the real one, returning to our Father as Jesus did today. What a beautiful thing that we would consider a sanctuary on this weekend. On the one hand, how many children feel safest in the arms of their mother? On the other hand, it has been said in this day and age that the womb is the most dangerous place for a child to be. How important it is, then, that we would pray for our mothers this weekend, living and deceased. And how important that we would offer a blessing for our expectant mothers and their families in just a few minutes. How much work we have to do to make the first sanctuary the womb, and the second sanctuary, the home. Now, to our graduates this morning, the place that you have called home might be changing. Now, for some of you, Dodge City will stay as your day-to-day home. I'm excited about that. It will be great to have you here. For others of you, you will be calling somewhere else your residence for the first time, even if Dodge City will always be home. What would it mean for your new place, your dorm room, your apartment, what would it mean for your new place to be a sanctuary? Well, what have I been saying? A sanctuary is a place that's safe and a place that's holy. So for your new place, your new room, to be a sanctuary, to first make sure that it's safe. Safe from violence, video games, or real violence, whatever it might be. Safe from temptation to sin, a place that's safe from alcohol or drugs or influences. Your new room will be a sanctuary if it's safe. But a sanctuary is also a place that's holy. So wouldn't it be great, seniors, if the moment someone enters into your new room, they automatically know that you're Catholic? From the rosary on your dresser, from the crucifix over your bed, from the scapular around your neck. Your new room will be a sanctuary if it's holy. So safe and holy will make the places we live sanctuaries. But how do we realistically do that? Well, we make the place where we live a sanctuary by first making ourselves sanctuaries. And that's what makes our celebration today beautiful. Because it's exactly what the Lord wants to do in the Eucharist, is he who is holy enter into us to make us holy. So I know that some of you are already humming that simple song. Not necessarily my favorite song, and it's not a uniquely Catholic song, but a song about making each one of us a sanctuary. It's perhaps an appropriate prayer today. And so if you'll pray with me. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary.